It's 9 in the morning, a few moments after the close of our last episode. As Kate Beekman puts on her raincoat, smiles to keep her mother from guessing just how very nervous she really is, and leaves for her all-important audition at the Helen Powers studio. We'll join Kate in just a few moments. First, in the office of Attorney Perry Mason.
Office of Perry Mason. I'm sorry, Mr. Pratt. Mr. Mason isn't in yet. Yes, sir. Office of Perry Mason. Harry. Hey, how come you're calling this time of day? Didn't you go to work? Oh, it's raining. Some people have all the luck. Did you have a good time last night, Harry? Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't go, too. By the way, Harry, we're going to have another girl work in the office. Oh, I just thought you'd like to know. Because I won't have to work late anymore. Yeah, you catch on quick. Sure. 5 o'clock this afternoon, perfect. Goodbye, Harry. The boss is coming.
Oh, hello, Gertie.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Hi, Gertie.
Oh, Mr. Mason, Mr. Pratt called several times yesterday afternoon, and he's just already called again.
Oh, well, I want to speak with him when he phones back. You'll be interested to know that Mr. Pratt is Frank Riley's lawyer.
Oh?
Yes, I'm going to see Riley again this afternoon. Odella, reserve a conference room at the jail.
Right, Chief.
I'm glad you're going to see Francis again, Mr. Mason. Maybe this time he'll talk.
Maybe.
Officer Perry Mason. Oh, just a second. It's Mr. Pratt.
Oh, I'll take it to my office.
Mr. Mason will speak to you now.
Gertie, have you got the mail?
Gee, Dilla, that's a good-looking suit. Turn around.
Do you like it?
It's real good-looking.
Thank you. It would rain the first time I wore it.
We should work on a construction job.
What?
Harry's working on a construction job. Apprentice carpenter. They don't work when it rains. I wonder what it's like being married to a general contractor.
You thinking it over?
Well, it is a long way from apprentice carpenter to general contractor. But Harry's smart. I mean, real smart. If he just find a job he likes and stick to it. I'm not smart, but I know it's true. Well, listen to me.
Well, what brought that on, Gertie?
Well, I've been thinking about it. Kids like Francis Riley, nice kids. They wouldn't get in trouble if they'd find a job and stick to it.
You worried about Harry?
Yeah, I worry about him. You know how many jobs he had last year? 4. Look, take me in the switchboard. Sure, I get sick of it, but just the same, I feel good because I earn my money.
Well, maybe it isn't that simple.
It is that simple. If people got a job and settled down, they wouldn't get in trouble. You take Francis Riley.
I am. That's why I say it isn't simple. Francis Riley knew exactly what he wanted, but he couldn't have it.
Yeah. He was awful disappointed. Maybe you got a point, Dilla. There are special people who do know what they want. Harry's not like that.
Not special?
Well, he's special to me. But leave us not kid ourselves. Harry's just a guy. He's a nice guy, but... Back to the salt mines. Officer Perry Mason. Perry Mason. Wrong number. I hope Kate Beekman can run a switchboard. If she can't, I'm going to teach her the first thing.
Kate isn't going to work here, Gertie.
She's not.
So phone the secretarial service and let me speak.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. Is Mr. Mason still talking?
No, he just hung up.
Wait just a minute.
Just put the mail on my desk, Dylan.
When I bring it, Chief, I'll have to interrupt you.
Yes?
About getting a clerk from the secretarial service.
Oh, I leave that up to you, Della. You know the qualifications better than I do. So you handle the interview and select whomever you want. What's the matter?
Well, but after what Dr. Hill told us about Kate Beekman...
He didn't say much.
No, but he does want to see her again. It must have to do with Kate's injury in the accident, Perry. Maybe it's serious. Maybe she can't get a job dancing. And now, if she can...
Kate has had ample time to speak up.
Yes, I know, but
I... All right, Della, all right. We can check before we do anything. Ask Gertie to place the call.
Gertie, will you get the Beekman apartment, please?
Okie dokie.
Funny Kate never said anything about going back to the doctor for a checkup. Dr. Hill seemed to think it was very important.
Doctors are like lawyers, Della. They get into the habit of not revealing information.
Okay, Della.
Hello, Audrey?
Hello, Della.
Oh, Mr. Mason wants to speak to you. Here you are, Perry.
Thank you. Hello, Audrey. Listen, you remember Dr. Hill, the specialist who examined Kate after her accident?
Yeah, in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. His offices are in this building. I happened to see him this morning.
Yeah?
Did you know that he had asked Kate to come back for a checkup?
No.
She didn't mention that?
No. I don't understand, Mr. Mason. I thought Kate was all right.
Well, apparently there's no danger to Kate, but Hill was, he felt there might be complications.
What kind?
Well, I don't know, and he didn't say that there were, but he also said that Kate would know. She hasn't complained of anything, has she?
Why, no, Mr. Mason. Well, she's going to be auditioned this morning for a dancing job.
Oh, well, that answers our questions.
Well, it's funny she didn't tell me what the doctor said.
Well, as long as it's a false alarm.
Yeah, thanks the Lord, but, well, thanks for telling me, Mr. Mason.
Now, you're welcome, Audrey. Let me know how she comes out.
Yeah, I will. Goodbye.
Well?
Miss Beekman will be auditioned for a dancing job this morning.
Well, I'll phone the secretarial service.
Mm-hmm. Bring in the Robertson file when you get the mail.
Right, Chief. Okay, Gertie, get the secretarial service.
Kate Beekman got another job?
Dancing.
Oh, that's right. She's a dancer. That must be a lot of fun. I love to dance, don't you, Della?
Mad about it. Now, will you please get the secretary?
She must be one of those special people that know just exactly what they want to do, like Francis Riley.
But with a difference.
Of course. Francis is a boy and Kate's a girl.
And Frank's in jail and Kate isn't.
Della.
Now you're going to phone the secretarial service?
Uh-huh. Oh, Della, ask for somebody who can operate a switchboard, huh?
Now, it's a few minutes later, as a block from Helen Powers' dance studio.
Hello, Kate.
Gordy.
Come on, step in the drugstore out of the rain.
I've got to go.
Look, your audition's at 10 o'clock. You got a second to talk to me. Come on, Kate, I don't want you to catch cold. Yeah. Now, you want to sit down?
No. What is it, Gordy?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to know if you'd show up.
What?
Well, I offered you the job several times, kid, and it was this way and that way.
I'm here, Mr. Weber, and
yeah, how you feeling, kid?
What?
You ready to knock him dead?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to try.
Yeah, I hope you mean that.
Well, of course I
hope you mean it right down to the bottom of those pretty little feet. I want to tell you something, Kate. I don't want to scare you, but...
You won't. But what is it?
When you take the audition, you're on your own.
What do you mean?
The guy who's backing me in the nightclub.
Oh, the big fella?
Yeah, huh? Only you forget I mentioned him, just like you can forget everything else I told you. The entertainers come through Helen Powers. I did as much for you as I could when I got you an audition. From now on, it's up to you.
Mr. Weber.
So give it the old school try, kid. Give it everything you got. This is the payoff for both of us.
Is that all?
Huh?
You anything else to tell me?
No, I guess not.
Then I'll tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said I'd try to get this job for a lot of reasons. The job includes nothing but dancing.
That's all. I'll never even speak to you if you don't want.
That's one reason. Another is I can help my folks. We need money.
Uh-huh. And?
Have you ever wanted anything?
Yeah, that nightclub.
I want to dance. I want that just about as much as you want to own that club. If somebody told me I might never dance again, I wouldn't even listen to them. I wouldn't even admit it. I got a lot of reasons. I'm going to try just as hard as if my life depended on it.
Hey, take it easy,
you didn't
kid.
Have to tell me to try hard. And don't tell me to take it easy. Goodbye, Gordy.
Well, the special people who know just what they want from life can be lucky. They can follow one straight road to their goal. But that road doesn't always run straight and true. Sometimes it curves and leads to tragedy. By all means, join us on Monday, won't you?